Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, Pretoria can't catch a break this afternoon. There's been an accident on WF Nkomo Street at Trans-Orania, causing queuing traffic there. Eskiam Bahlele Drive also very slow, heading towards Moort Street.
The leader of the EFF, Julius Malema, has called for the government to end all diplomatic ties with Rwanda should an investigation find that Rwanda deliberately attacked the SANDF troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo a while back. 14 soldiers were killed in the eastern part of the DRC last month after an attack by the M23 rebels who are believed to be backed by Rwanda. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa vowed to continue providing support to the DRC in the face of nationwide calls to withdraw troops following these soldiers' deaths. Moving abroad, Elon Musk's aides have taken control of the U.S. Treasury Department's paying system, which manages trillions of dollars of transactions each year, and it's sparking alarm among critics. Musk is the world's richest person and is now leading President Donald Trump's federal cost-cutting efforts under the so-called Department of Government Efficiency. More on these and other stories at 7. Meanwhile, South Africa's rand, stocks and government bonds slumped today after US President Donald Trump said he'd suspend aid to the country. The top 40 index closed about 0.4% lower, and the cost of insuring South African debt against default rose to its highest level since early August. US funding to South Africa mainly involves supporting its HIV/AIDS program, but Trump's comments now causes investor unease about the potential for a broad review of diplomatic and economic ties. So Reuters reports that the auto and agriculture sectors were especially vulnerable, as South Africa currently enjoys duty-free access to the U.S. market under a Clinton-era trade initiative better known as AGOA. A dollar trading at R18.70, a euro R19.29, and a pound R23.25. Gold is sitting at $2,819.71 per fine ounce, and oil is sitting at $75.43 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, on News at 7.
Rugby news up first this time around. JD Shekeleng will miss the match between the Vodacom Bulls in Cape Town and the Stormers. He's among a few of the Stormers players who've been sidelined by injury. The Stormers and Bulls will resume their traditional north-south derby at the Cape Town Stadium after this week's break in a rescheduled round one fixture of the Vodacom URC. In football news, Chelsea managers past and present face off tonight in Monday Night Football as the Blues welcome back Graham Potter to Stamford Bridge for their London derby against West Ham United. A Potter's Hammers 1-1 draw against Aston Villa had the feeling of 2 points dropped, while Enzo Maresca's men failed to cling on to a lead that was gifted to them against Manchester City last weekend. Here is Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca.
They are very aggressive. I watched the game, the 4 or 5 games with the Graham in charge. You can see that they try to be very aggressive, even the last game against Aston Villa. So it's a game that will be a tough game, like always.
The Betway SA20, well, they've confirmed the competition windows for the next 3 years. They've taken the ICC Futures Program global schedule into consideration. Now, there aren't any incoming test matches at the end of the year, so the fourth season of the tournament will start on Boxing Day at the very peak of the South African festive season. This will also help as the Proteas prepare for the T20 World Cup in Sri Lanka in February 2026. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.